A következő műsor megtekintése 16 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
Hi, my name is Leah, and I play the bass in Hella Comet, and I'm singing.
Hi, my name is Franz. I play guitar in Hella Comet, and Jürgen and Max are in the backstage drinking beer. They play also guitar and drums. We started 15 years ago, I think. No, we met 15 years ago. Yeah, but the band actually is with our new drummer, we are playing since 2009 in this lineup. Changed a lot, our method, because we came from the some kind of instrumental music, and now we have a lot of vocals, especially on our new album. And the first songs we made were... We had all the instrumentals together, and then we put the vocals on it. And now we're doing with vocals and instrumental together.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes vocals are first or like in between. Yeah. But the method kind of, we're always like emotional, and we're not so like brain focused. Like we're really emotional, getting into the music, seeing what's happening, what's like really cool for us, what's feeling good.
But we don't want to have the same method every time. If we recognize that's the same method, we don't use it. No, we will only play from songs from our new album. Maybe one from the old one.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the last one is a song from the old album.
But every set is a bit different, and we never know ourselves. Because when we feel, it's going this way, maybe we turn the whole thing completely around and are doing some free stuff or switch to another song. And like, so we're kind of, we have this setting and we have idea what's coming, and then maybe we do something completely different, so we never know really. So we try to be open and respond to the moment.
To the sun. To the sun.
I did a lot of electronic music. I was into hip-hop, I was into jazz, freestyle, improvisation. And I loved hardcore, so it's like very big diversity.
Yeah.
He played in, what was it?
I always played in rock or metal bands, yeah, but I grew up learning guitar, and then when I was 16, I destroyed my guitar. It was the time of Nirvana, you know, and I got this jazz guitar and I destroyed it. And I tried to play some dirty, bad rock and roll music.
He was such a good guitarist, he had to dislearn to play the guitar. He was like so good in playing guitar, like Spanish style.
Yeah, it's not important to play it like standard good guitar or to play it bass or drums, but it's important for us to play it like we want it. We are jamming a lot, and if we have a stadium that we like, then we try to keep this. So that's it's important for us.
Yeah, it's important to play good, like after our own imagination, what we think is good, but not like classical. This, it has to be like this, no, but it has to be like how we think it has to be, and then it has to be like this.
Yeah, that's strange because we are 30 now, we're over 30, and it's like a retro style now. Everybody talks about Sonic Youth and this post-rock shit.
No, we love Sonic Youth.
Yeah, we love it, but when we were young, we listened to Sonic Youth, and now it's 10 or 15 years ago or even more, and for us we didn't listen to Sonic Youth the last 10 years. So it's naturally for us.
I think we never really actively thought about it that much. It just happened. So
yeah.
It was not actively, it has to be like this, but it just was like happening, yeah. We played and then it sounded like this and then
I loved her, but it's really 15 years ago. And now they tell us we sound like Sonic Youth. It's strange,
and we're like,
you know.
What?
What?
Really?
Maybe 15 years ago when we started, but we developed a lot in between.
We think we developed.
Okay, maybe it's true.
No.
Graz is a very small town. It's 300,000 people, and there are three universities there, so there are a lot of students, and there's a lot of noise rock there. So it's, in Austria we say that it's the capital of noise rock. And maybe that's because of the pollution there.
Air pollution.
Yeah, we have very bad
We're
air
living
there.
In the dust.
Really, like, yeah. A lot of smog. Maybe it's that.
Yeah, but there are a lot, many electronic bands also.
Yeah.
Many alternative, different bands, yeah. Interesting scenery, I think. To record music is like a way of communicating the music you do. I can play live and I have a certain amount of people coming there and like experiencing the whole thing, and when I record it I have like a bigger, I can spread it easier, so that's a logical thing why we do it maybe. And also to like finish a thing, yeah, to get like to work on new stuff, I have to finish old kind of, I have to, when we record it it's like wow, it's done, it's finished, it's really the way it is, and that's good, makes sense for us. So it's important to record the music we make, I think, in a sense. And we chose the LP because we love vinyl ourselves. I don't buy a CD. Do you buy a CD?
No.
I don't have.
I don't buy digital music.
Yeah, we don't. No. You don't buy digital music. So we love LPs, vinyl. So that's why we chose vinyl.
We only sell vinyls. There's a CD and a download code in it. Everything you need, but we only sell the whole package. Yeah. Well, that she writes all the lyrics, and everybody in the band has a kind of veto. You can say, no, don't use this word or don't use this sentence, but Leah makes the lyrics.
I don't
think
that's bullshit.
Yeah.
Write it again.
Don't
it
sing
again.
Laugh all the time.
They never sing laugh, man. No. And the tunes, it like depends, but most of the really arrangement is like by the guitarists. So they come with an idea and like, oh, I had this idea for this tune and this maybe solo or something. And then we work it out and work together on this thing we have, and something new is coming. So most of the guitars are responsible for the idea of a song, and then the voice comes to it, and then again the guitars and the drums. So.
Yeah, but don't tell our drummer, he will kill us.
What?
That the guitars are important for the songs.
Thank you.
we as a band, we have cooperation with other musicians, like for the album. We have different people like playing parts for songs like on cello or like saxophone and, or for different concerts and for fashion shows, whatever. We have the special setting and working the special setting. We cooperate with different artists or video people, stuff like this. Why is a good question, because people ask us, but most of the people who know our music and say, this is interesting, maybe this could fit for a special project and stuff. But I have to say, this is like more than a year ago, the last time we did something like this, because the last year was really focused on the album, so we were really focused on ourselves, on the music, and creating this atmosphere to really work on our little world, kind of. Or so. But we're still, again, now interested, and yeah, because it all fits together or needs to contact each other and inspire each other, like video, music, so visual, audio, stuff like just goes together, like here.
No, we play a lot in Slovenia and ex-Yugoslavia, because we Graz is near the border to that countries, and but the best memory for touring maybe was Poland. Hey. Or Germany, yeah. A lot of people from Slovenia, from Croatia, or from Bosnia Herzegovina live in Graz, and everybody tells us, don't play there, they have no money, and people are not coming and not buying vinyls. But we find it interesting to play there.
Yeah, I think so too. It's not so typical, like the scenery is totally different and still like very authentic parts of.
And it's like we have been 100 times to Italy or to Germany or to France, and it's more interesting for us to go to the countries we haven't been.
Mm-hmm. Like Poland, Hungary.
Yeah. No. We try to play there only once or twice a year.
Yeah, we played there several times. It's good to play there. Yeah. Like we always say, Graz is the rock. Noisy scenery, and Vienna is like the electronic capital. So,
but I don't think it's so important Vienna, because it's Austria is not so big. I enjoy it more if you play in Linz or in Innsbruck or than to play in Vienna.
Planning to tour, so 2014 is like.
A lot of festivals in summer and going to Italy, and
they're still working on the booking. So
Germany.
I don't know exactly.
In summer, it's only festivals
works,
you can play.
In summer, really. Yeah. There's people in the summer, people invite us to the festivals, and like in autumn, it starts with the clubs, and like winter times, like clubbing, and like here in the boat. Yeah,
there are a lot big, popular Many. Festivals.
Yeah.
But we enjoy the smaller more. It's like the Ottensheim Open Air, it's near Linz, it's so great, people are so friendly, the best food.
It's very familiar, atmosphere, like, there's like frequency festivals, like from the radios and from the radio stations, but we like really more the cozy, the smaller ones, so for us, the smaller ones are the popular festival.
Maybe the Elevate Festival. It's in Graz.
Festival.
It's in the mountain, in the Schlossberg. It's really in the mountain, and it's really mixed. A lot of electronic music, noise music, rock music, literature,
mixture.
Everything,
And like political discussions. Many festivals are like with focus on like different focus, like music, film, and political discussions. So. There's some like this in Austria?
No, we are not a political band, but it's necessary, because a lot of people go there, and if you make a open-minded situation, people are discussing it different. It's not like you have a festival that maybe makes one party of a country makes this festival. There are really good festivals that puts on an open-minded discussion, and that's good, I think.
Yeah, with different points of views coming together and like really discussing and learning from each other. Yeah, I think like the message of rock music is there is no message of rock music no more, I think. It used to be maybe when it started, like with every kind of music, when it starts, like hip-hop or something, is a message coming with it, and then people like take this thing and personalize it kind of, but it's not, I mean, it's not, I'm not like friend of the system, or we're like not living this typical life, that's true, so we're like kind of standing out of the system and like looking at it, and maybe, yeah, always a bit like one foot in, one foot out, and always like criticizing and stuff. Yeah, that's true, so this is like part of rock music still, I think, but our message, yeah, you have to find out.
Thank you. Thank you. This is welcome to the world.